Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma Asar, B'Yakushom, Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Horbius Daf Dalet. The Mishnah Amud Bey says that if one of the Dayanim is a Zokin Shloi Roi Levonim, it's an old man who's not Roi to have children, so he cannot be a Dayan and he cannot be counted as part of the Dayanim in the Dinim of Hur Hayru Beisdin. So the Rashi on the spot says, V'Kasheli, it's a kosher to me. Why is not Roy Loiro? Just because he's old. So if Kivayger sends us here to Rashi and Sanhedrin Daf Lamavom Amud Beis, because there the Gemara also discussed the idea of Zokin, who should not be a Dayan. And Rashi there says, She Shochach Kvar Tsar Gidul Bonim Ve'in Rachmoni. He forgot what it is to raise children, and he doesn't have like the Rachmonus that a father has. So what Kivayger is hinting over here is what many Achronim point out, is why is Rashi saying, I don't know the reason, when he himself said the reason in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. On this question, there's a few answers. One answer is the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Yud Gimel, Mi'ilcheh Shkogas, Aloch Aleph. They explain the fact that the Mishnah says, Zokin Shaloi Roi Labani, Mashri is not that old. Just talking about somebody who right now cannot have children anymore. That's not such an old age. So Rashi says he still remembers the children that he had just recently. That's why Rashi here doesn't want to say the explanation that he has in Sanhedrin. The Netziv in the Merurim Yisodeh and others say that maybe Rashi understood that this concept, he's not Rachmoni, works only in Dini Nefashis. And that's the discussion in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But here we're not talking specifically about Dini Nefashis. So here Rashi says, I don't understand, what's the big issue? Why can't a Dayan be an old man? But here is very fitting to bring Rav Reuven Margolios in the beginning of the Masechta. And he says that the Pirush Rashi that we have in Masechta's Horbius is not Rashi, but it's the Rivan, the son-in-law of Rashi, the one who wrote the Pirush in Masechta's Makis. First of all, from the style of how it's written, you see that it's not Mamish Rashi. But Reuven Margolios says another thing. This is only Rav Reuven can say such a thing. He says, when Rashi brings a Loshon Laz, a word from a different language, which language is Rashi using? Rashi is using ancient French. He's using the French language. But then when the Rivan quotes a Loshon from a different language, he's using Greek. That's the language that he brought, Loshon Laz. Says Reuven Margolios, if you look throughout the Milos of Laz that you have in Maseches Horbius, they're coming all from Greek, not from French. So that's a raya that the one who wrote the Pirush is not Rashi, but it's the Rivan. So according to this, there's no question why he says over here that I don't know the Greek explanation. While Rashi and Sanhedrin says I do know. The Rivan either did not know that, did not see that Rashi and Sanhedrin, or he did not agree with Rashi and Sanhedrin. So he says, Sorechiyun, it's not a contradiction in Rashi. But just to mention, another reason why a Zokit Sheinu Roi Levonim cannot be a Dayan is brought down in the Sefer Nachlas Binyamin, which was written by Rav Yitzchok Binyamin Wolf, who was a German rabbi for about 300 years ago. The Sefer is mentioned by the Chidah and mentioned by the Chavos Yair, and this part is quoted in the Sefer Yalkut Yitzchok, written by Rav Yitzchok Zaller, who was a Rav in Warsaw before the war and was killed in the Holocaust, Hashem Yinkor Nomoi. So Nachas Ben Yamin says that what's shot that sometimes we have people in the world that do not have children. He says one reason for it is because a person sometimes has to come back to the world Begilgul, which means he lived in a different generation, he lived years ago, and there's something he has to fix. So he comes back to the world to fix that thing. Therefore, he doesn't have any children because he already had his children in the previous Gilgul, the previous time he was in the world. Now he's not here to have children, he's here for something else. So if so, when one does not have children, that's an indication that he may not belong to this generation. He belongs to a previous generation. So Mimele, he says, every generation has the Shishim Riboy, that or connected the Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. Now, not necessarily that number, but it means the number which is corresponding to the Shishim Riboy that belong to this generation only. Because in the time of the Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mami Dor Dor V'Dorshov Dor Dor V'Shoiftov. So every generation has its own leaders. Every generation has its own judges. Every generation has the people that belong to lead that generation. Someone who doesn't belong to this generation cannot be a Dayan in this generation because he doesn't belong here. This, we can add to this. What Chazal and Sefer HaZohar said, that's the reason Moshe Rabbeinu could not go into Eretz Yisrael, because he did not belong to the generation going into Eretz Yisrael. He belonged to the previous generation. So he explains that Zokat Shelo Yoreh Bani means that he never had children. And if he doesn't never had children, that means it's an indication he doesn't belong to this generation. That's why he cannot be a Dayon in this generation. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.